From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Department of Public Works is currently installing 8 solar-powered crosswalk lights funded by a $100,000 state grant along with $15,000 in city funds. The lights are called Rectangular Rapid Flash Beacons, or RRFBs. Assemblymember D.D. Barrett announced the $100,000 Department of Transportation award in February of 2020. Treasurer Heather Campbell said the city contributed $15,000 and the devices were purchased in August. The project was spearheaded by 5th Ward Alderman Dominique Moranti. The beacons are meant to instruct vehicles to yield as they approach crosswalks at locations with no stop lights. When a button is pressed by a pedestrian, lights blink for 20 seconds to gain driver's attention. Moranti said the lights can be customized to remain on for varying amounts of time. 3 of the 8 pairs of lights have been installed, one located on Union Street by the post office, another in front of the elementary school at Harry Howard Avenue and Paddock Place, and a third at 325 Columbia Street, Moranti said. Each location has a unit on both sides of the crosswalk. A 2010 U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration study found the installation of yellow rectangular rapid flashing beacons leads to more cars yielding at crosswalks. Moranti said beacon sets are also planned to go up by the high school at 802 Columbia Street, at 717 Warren Street and 7th Street Park, and another on the other side of the park before the railroad track on Columbia Street. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. State education officials are requesting permission from the federal government to forego state testing this spring in light of the coronavirus pandemic. 2 draft federal waiver requests related to state assessment and accountability requirements are available for public comment. State Education Commissioner Betty A. Rosa and Board of Regents Chancellor Lester W. Young Jr. announced Monday, January 25th, that the draft federal waiver requests related to state assessment and accountability requirements are available for public comment. The waivers can be found online at nysed.gov/ESSA. The department is accepting comments through February 5th. The waiver references the health crisis, which has resulted in many students receiving some or all of their instruction remotely. The first waiver request seeks to waive state testing requirements at the elementary, middle, and high school levels. The second waiver request looks to eliminate the requirement that the state identifies schools for improvement based on 2020-21 school year testing results. Young said, and I quote, "In light of the ongoing pandemic, we have determined that the spring 2021 state assessments cannot be safely, equitably, and fairly administered to students in schools across the state and therefore are seeking these waivers," end quote. The board previously canceled the January Regents exams. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for Columbia Paper. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education held its first meeting of 2021 on January 12th on Zoom with board members, administrators, and the public gathering online. The board has been hosting in-person meetings with an online option for the public for the last few months. The board discussed the number of positive COVID-19 cases increasing in Columbia County. Though a few board members said they preferred to meet in person, they also expressed concerns about the spread and the possibility of exposing staff and administrators to the virus. Board President Matthew Nelson said the board and administration plan to look at options for a hybrid model of meeting that would allow the board to be together while the public would participate remotely. Instruction at the middle and high school levels moved to remote learning this week due to positive COVID-19 cases. Last week, the high school and the entire sixth grade were remote. Superintendent Suzanne Gutlow told the board that even with the high numbers countrywide, and I quote, "We have not seen the spread in the schools," end quote. And later in the meeting, she said, and I quote, "We have not had a case from an exposure in school," end quote. The superintendent said the district has seen a decline in the number of available substitute teachers this year. The shortage creates problems with staffing when teachers must quarantine. Gutlow said that even though the infection rates are high in the Capital Region and in Columbia County, the area has not been moved into one of the governor's designated zones where in-school testing is required. Currently, Ichabod Crane is not in one of those zones. She said some staff members, including nurses, have received COVID-19 vaccines and teachers could start getting vaccinated, but she noted the County Department of Health was completely overwhelmed last week. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.